The Martins on Heartfelt Radio. It's Mornings with Mark and Gabe, 8:10 the time. My name's Mark Zimmerman. Hello, Gabrielle Collins.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. You know, we have a week coming up that churches celebrate as Holy Week, Easter Week, whatever you call it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a lot different than anybody has ever celebrated or observed before. So there's two ways that we can do this. One way is we can lament what we don't have.
Mm-hmm.
And the other way is we can embrace what we do have.
That's
and
right.
We have had a wonderful guy here in the studio with us on the Ask a Pastor segment, Friday by Friday, Tom Repke from Linden Road Presbyterian. And he's going to help us out here in thinking in the direction of that second option.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are going to be really disappointed that our normal pattern for the celebration of Holy Week is basically shot, right? No Maundy Thursday, no Good Friday, no Resurrection Sunday, at least in the sense of gathering together in our buildings. But what's happened, I think, in the last couple of weeks, we've pointed very clearly to the reality that the church is not the building, that the church is God's people. And so we have an incredible opportunity to think about worshiping in a whole new way and being able to create something new, a new normal, if you will, as we keep hearing spoken. And so as we lean into this amazing time, as we look at the pinnacle of what the Christian calendar is all about, the highlight of the Christian year is the celebration of Holy Week as it comes to climax with the resurrection of Jesus. Once again, that we celebrate on Sunday morning and the truths that that means for us. I think just looking at the scriptures would be a great thing to do. And so I'd encourage you to gather as your families, get a notebook for each person. And then I'd encourage you to use your Bible app or get the Message version of the scriptures, the paraphrase written by Eugene Peterson. And then together, just walk through on Palm Sunday, Matthew chapter 21. And we're going to look at Matthew here for this week, and then on Monday look at Matthew chapter 22, on Tuesday look at Matthew chapter 23, on Wednesday let's look at both chapters 24 and 25 of Matthew, and then on Monday, Thursday, Matthew chapter 26, and then on Good Friday, Matthew chapter 27, and then on Saturday let's just take and let's look back through as we just ruminate over and let percolate the things we've just experienced in reading once again, and share maybe your thoughts that you've written down over the course of the week. And then together, let's lean into reading Matthew chapter 28 as we stand on resurrection morning in the truth of the light of the heart of the gospel, that death has now been conquered, the grave no longer holds, and that there is the beauty of the truths that can be applied for us. And then as you read those last verses of Matthew chapter 28, let's be reminded that there is an incredible opportunity we have right now in this season. There's lots of people who are fearful that we have a story that needs to be told as God's people. And this is an incredible opportunity to do that. And I'd encourage you too, through the course of the week, to maybe share some things on your social channels, on ways to for others to know what it is you're learning together. And so I just pray God's richest blessing as you lean into this. I'm Tom Repke, and I'm pastor at Linden Road Presbyterian Church. Blessings.
And blessings to you too,
mm-hmm.
Tom. You know, there are some really great words in there.
Absolutely.
A reminder that we are not the church when we're in our building.
Mm-hmm.
We're our church all the time.
Mm-hmm.
All the time. And we have a great story to tell, even if we only get out maybe once or twice a week. The story is there for us to tell,
mm-hmm.
in everything we do. So what we're going to do is a couple things. We're going to post what Tom had to say on our Facebook page.
Okay.
So we can give everybody that plan,
mm-hmm.
for reading in the next week. And we'll start with Palm Sunday in Matthew 21. And then the other thing we're going to do is next week we are going to be featuring a lot of our friends with some thoughts,
mm-hmm.
for the week. Pastor Mark Matzke, my pastor, on Monday coming up. I know you're working on something.
Yes, I am. Looking we are going to have a pastor out of Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
Will be chiming in for us.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
I have a gentleman in Florida I used to lean on from time to time, and I think it might be time to get Pastor Jeff back in the game here.
Okay.
He used to be a pastor up here in Northeast Ohio. And the other thing we're going to have next week, every day at 7:30-ish, is Adrian Rogers. He did a series many years ago on how we are in crisis. And his ministry has taken that series and distilled it down into some 2 to 3 minute bites. And so every morning next week in that 7:30-ish segment, we're going to hear from Pastor Adrian Rogers about the idea of how we are to react when a crisis comes.
So we're going to have a really full week.
We are.
Hearing from different ministers nationally. So we're going to be national as well as international next week.
And local.
Yes. And then we can also tie in what Tom just told us about with these scriptures, Matthew 21 through 28, the chapters.
Exactly. So it is going to be a week to just keep your Bible open.
That's
right. If you're at home and you're going to be homebound for another week, just make sure the Bible's open on the counter.
Yes.
Or your Bible app on your phone. One of the two. Because we're going to try to have you covered in a lot of different ways.
That's right.
Next week. We're going to try to cover you with a great forecast coming up in 60 seconds.
In a world of performance came one man who knew you'd never be good enough, strong enough, perfect enough. In a world of promises.